From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of them were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State group was behind the attack. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of eastern Aleppo whose food stocks are depleted. The UN warns people will starve if aid convoys are not allowed into the city.
And I hear the voices from the civilians in the besieged areas are increasingly desperate. And it's not just East Aleppo. It's all of the other areas as well. They are increasingly desperate.
UN Special Envoy Jan Egeland says there are signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused the Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops. The Turkish troops were operating near the town of Al-Bab, northeast of Aleppo in northern Syria. The attack left 3 soldiers dead and 10 wounded. Western diplomats expressed concern that the airstrikes risk bringing Syria and Turkey into an armed conflict. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to membership talks with Turkey because of the way the Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. The European Parliament condemned what it called the repressive measures taken in Turkey since the failed coup.
Esasen bu kararı yok hükmünde sayıyoruz.
Turkey's Minister for European Union Affairs says his government will ignore the resolution. The non-binding EU motion for a largely symbolic freeze in membership talks is unlikely to be accepted by individual governments. This is VOA News. Americans are marking the annual Thanksgiving holiday today with family gatherings, turkey dinners, and parades. The holiday has traditionally been a time of giving thanks to God for the year's bounty. In 1789, U.S. President George Washington proclaimed November 26th as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. In 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a measure into law making the fourth Thursday of each November an official Thanksgiving holiday. The Director General of the World Trade Organization cautions against blaming world trade for unemployment. Lisa Schlein reports.
The head of the World Trade Organization, Roberto Acevedo, acknowledges that international trade can be a disruptive factor in some communities and may cost jobs in industries affected by cheap imports. But he says this is far from the whole story.
While it does that, there is no doubt that trade brings overall benefits to the economy, particularly the economies that are more open and that embrace trade more freely are the ones that develop most, that are growing faster.
Acevedo says more jobs are being lost through new technologies and innovation, as well as the search for higher productivity than through trade. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in a telephone conversation. Speaking at a joint news conference in Brussels with European Council President Donald Tusk and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, Poroshenko said he gave Trump details about the situation in eastern Ukraine and Crimea. The Ukrainian president also said his country has strong bipartisan support in the United States, in Congress, among the United States' politicians, both Republicans and Democrats, and he doesn't expect any significant change in U.S. support. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in remarks at Oxford University in England that Trump had expressed strong support for the Western Military Alliance during a phone conversation the two had last week. There are media reports today that investor Wilbur Ross may be President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary. Ross is known in financial circles as the king of bankruptcy for buying and then restoring distressed companies to profitability. As Commerce Secretary, Ross would represent U.S. businesses domestically and abroad. He would lead the department that carries out the incoming president's stated goal of protecting U.S. workers and challenging years of globalization. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.